All right. Hey, hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I am a certified Christian counselor, life and business coach, and the CEO of Daughter LLC, a private practice, ministry, and movement that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in a free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, or anything we have to offer, please feel free to email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. Once again, that's samantha.grimescc@gmail.com. Or you can direct message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. All right, family, I have some goodies for you, but I'm going to save them to the end. So please listen to this podcast episode all the way through, and then you'll be able to catch up on some of the goodies that we have going on here in Daughter LLC. I'm going to open us up with prayer and get right into today's topic. All right. All right. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We honor you. We bless the name of the Lord. We honor the name of the Lord. We exalt the name of the Lord. God, you are worthy and you are worthy to be praised. Nobody as beautiful, as faithful, as holy, as righteous, as mighty, as meticulous, as all powerful as you are. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity, God, to just come together in this space, God, and we just honor you and ask now for your Holy Spirit to come in. We invite you, Holy Spirit, and ask that you'll begin to lead the charge, that we'll go wherever you want us to go and we will land however you want us to land. Father, I pray now, Father, for the supernatural anointing and grace of God to rest upon my life. God, let every word that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own. I pray over my notes, God, and I pray, help me to pray that you breathe upon my notes, but also help me to say what maybe is not in my notes and let me be completely spirit-led. I pray over every woman or man listening to this podcast episode, Father God. I pray let them be supernaturally impacted. Let them be forever changed. Let their minds be removed. Let them be healed. Let them be inspired, encouraged, and drawn back into a deeper intimacy, Father, with you. Father, we love you. We honor you. And we decree and declare this to be so now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right, family. I don't know the name of this episode yet. Obviously, we will know by the time this comes out because there will be a title. I have a concept that I'm working through, that the Lord gave me. And so we're going to see what the name of the episode is going to be. Maybe later. But I have two stories to tell you. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be led by the Spirit. So I was watching a TikTok and it actually popped up today, and it's with a woman who got introduced to the YouTube and the content creation space as a lawyer. So basically she would do days in the life of a Columbia law student. And that was how she, you know, did content creation. And it was just something fun to do, you know, at that time. People began to know her for that. She began to build a community around that. And then eventually she graduated and she became a lawyer. And now a day in the life of a lawyer. And she worked at a really big firm and all of the things. And I do not follow her. The reason I'm telling you this part of the story is because this is what she shared in her TikTok, and I'm gonna get to it. I don't know, at one point she made the transition, but she is no longer a lawyer, and her full-time job is that of a content creator. And somebody asked her, and that's why she made this TikTok, somebody asked her, do you ever miss being a lawyer? And she starts a TikTok by sharing, and I actually shared this on my TikTok. I don't know if it'll still be there by the time this comes out, but I shared it. But yeah, she asked her, do you miss being a lawyer? And she said, not at all. Not even a little bit. But she said, I do miss the image of being a lawyer. And she began to go into an in-depth talk about how, you know, as soon as she told people that she graduated from Columbia or that she was a student at Columbia, the way that people immediately began to respect her more, the way that people immediately began to value her and what she did more. They wanted to just hear her speak. Whatever she said, it must have been brilliant and special because she went to Columbia Law School or because she was a lawyer. And that image or that idol had to begin to die essentially in her heart for her to do not only what she was called to do, but what she really wants to do. And she said that's something that she's still battling to this day. And it brought up such an interesting perspective, and it brought up some things that I already have shared and talk about, and I'm going to talk about more thoroughly in this podcast episode. My second story is, and they're both related. My second story is my husband, myself, and our church, did what we call a backpack initiative, right? Me and my husband are alumni of Alabama A&M University. And Alabama A&M is, we still live in the city of Huntsville. So A&M is readily available for us to go and visit. And we wanted to do a backpack initiative, and we wanted to give back to the college students. And we had the idea to fill up backpacks full of essentials and needs because it was about to be a new semester and kids need, you know, pens, papers, notebooks, so many different essentials, toiletries, girls need sanitary napkins, food, you know, so we filled up these backpacks. And then we made a day that we were going to come host an event, pass out the free backpacks, and also sit on a panel and kind of just talk and share and pour into these college students. And one of the topics that came up, we talked around purpose and what you do for a living and a whole thing. And one thing that was a predominant thing throughout the entire conversation was many of them raised their hand even, and were very honest about this, but raised their hand and shared how the degree that they were pursuing, the reason that they are pursuing that degree is because their mom and their dad told them, this is a real job. This is what you're supposed to do. Okay. This is going to make you some real money. It's going to give you a comfortable, safe life. That's what you should pursue. And they were sharing, like, I've been doing this. I'm a semester away from graduation. I'm a semester away from doing it. And I hate it. And I hate it. Right? This is not the first time I've heard this. Right? I have done a lot of career coaching and a lot of those type of conversations, especially when it comes to college students, because that's the time in your life you're making your first decision about what it is you want to do. And I want to say that's not the last time, because like you can see, this woman was already a lawyer and made a big career change later in her life, right? And so I share both of these stories to really get into the topic. Our topic for the season is adulting, but to really hone in on a perspective of a big part of adulthood. And this is why many of you, adulthood has not been great. You have not enjoyed it. You feel like it's about two stars and you do not recommend and you want to give it back. You don't actually do what you want to do. Either the opinions of people or the fear of the opinions of people have dictated so much of your life, so much of what you will and will not do, what you will and will not say, where you will and will not go. And a big indicator of that is your career. Just being honest, many of you are doing what is impressive. Many of you are doing what mommy and daddy told you you were supposed to do. Many of you may or may not make good money, but you don't actually do not only what you want to do, but what you are purposed to do. And so I want to start with my first point that I have in my notes is, what do you want to do? See, what we don't talk about is, and I talked about this with one of my clients. I had a client about last year, the year before, she signed up for coaching. She was really struggling with life skills, you know, the ability to pay bills, the ability to, you know, she had some mental health issues. So that was her hindrance. But she really struggled on how to budget, how to pay bills, how to have an apartment, how to have a home, how to do X, Y, Z. And so we got into this conversation about, you know, these things, and so much of what she was doing, like many people, the pressure, the words, the voices, sometimes family, sometimes not family, sometimes professors, sometimes people outside of the box, people you don't even think about have such a voice. And I told her, I said, listen, this is the time in your life to create the life that you want. One thing I love about a content creator and people that do days in the life and things like that, they're creating their dream life. They're not trying to fit into an aesthetic box of what that is supposed to look like. They're creating it. Meaning, I don't want to go to the office every day. I want to work from home someday. So I'm going to create a life where I have the ability to do both. I have kids and I want to still manage to do this. I'm going to move things around to be able to do it this way. You know what I mean? I'm going to work with my spouse, my partner to the best of my ability that I can help him and he can help me. And we're going to come together and create the life that works best for us. You can't create that life. You can't even pick up a paintbrush. You can't even begin to do that kind of work if you are not honest about what you are doing right now. What do you want to do? Like, it took real maturity and wisdom to say, not only do I not like being a lawyer, I'd rather be a content creator. I value this work. I know how much work is in it. And she's probably making more money than she was making as a lawyer. Just keeping it real, what content creation has gone. People that are really good at it and have gotten the deals and have gotten the opportunities, you know, she even talked about how on her TikTok, how she says, I'm a content creator. She doesn't say she's an entrepreneur because she doesn't want it to be a cop-out. Like, people tend to respect the concept of being an entrepreneur, but everybody doesn't respect being a content creator. You know what I'm saying? Now, in this day and age, it doesn't matter what you do. Apparently, you got to put content creation in there to be able to build your business, build your brand, be seen. But like, there's no business. It's just, she's a content creator. She just works with brands. She just does a million and one things, clothes, makeup, hair, shoes, toiletries, home goods, anything. You know, that's her career. That's her passion. And guess what? She makes more money from it. Yes. More opportunities. Yes. Built a beautiful life. Yes. But if we want to keep it real, there's more joy, more peace, more fulfillment. The Bible says the fear of man is a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord shall be safe. And for many of you, the reason you don't enjoy your life is because you are not living your life for you. You, and we talked about it a little bit more in a past podcast episode, but you're not living, you're not doing what you want to do. You're not creating the life that makes you happy. You're too busy trying to make the life that makes sense to somebody else. And this is the thing, there is something that you are purposed to do. And when you come have a conversation about purpose, purpose deals with level of fulfillment. It is with God getting the glory, and it deals with your rest, your contentment, and your joy. This thing, when you're doing something that you're purposed to do, whether it is flourishing or not flourishing, there is a level of contentment and fulfillment that still remains. But when you're doing you're not called to be doing, it could be going exceptionally well and you ready to jump off cliff. Like, yeah, think about it. People who are millionaires, billionaires, ready to end it all. And you're looking at them like, how is this even possible? Because so many things are not about the money. And God wants you to make good money. But the root, the depth has to do with purpose. What were you created for? What were you created for? Some of you are called to go into full-time ministry. You are called to be a full-time pastor, full-time teacher, full-time, go itinerate, whatever it may look like. And guess what? That's not what you got your degree in. Or that's not what your family's dreams were for you. But it's what you were made to do. And you are robbing yourself by trying to do anything else. Listen. There is something to be said about you being impressed with you. You choosing to be impressed with you. There's something to be said about that. And for many of you, you're still with love, you're still seeking so much permission, a permission you do not need. What do you want to do, and think about the all of what you want to do. Meaning, you may want to do this now, and other dreams arise later, and you can do that too. You are not locked into a box. You're not locked into an ideology. You're not locked into anything. You are a free woman. Getting rid of the fear of man, the way that will change your life, and living your life riding the freedom of the fear and the reverence of the Lord, my God. It's like people talk about daddy's little girl. If daddy says that I can, that's all that I need. Some of you need to go to the drawing board. What does your daddy say that you can do? So I want to just let you meditate on that. What do you really want to do? What are all the things you want to do? Even if they're not all equal. They don't all make sense. They're not all aesthetically in one, man. They don't have to be. And I really think the root of this is really, it's really an identity conversation, because identity says that my identity is not tied to my job. And she talked about that on her TikTok too. It was a really good TikTok. But how much we live in America, when they ask you what you do for a living, it's like saying, this is who I am. And so because that's the mindset that many Americans hold on to, when it's time to say I do multiple things, or I'm going a completely different direction, or I'm going contrary, now you have to, God really has to be your everything. Because if people still decide where you go, what you do, if you still shift back and forth, because, well, yeah, I know this to be true, but this is what everybody else is doing, so I'm going to do what everybody else is doing until everybody else stop, and then I'm going to come on board with what I know is true. Or you can be your own person. Or you can be your own woman. Or you can have your own mind. That is what God is pulling for. That is what he's calling you up higher into. That's the identity that he desires for you. Right? And so what you want to have is what we call a purpose-driven life. Meaning your life is directly attached to the knowledge of the fact that you were born on purpose. You were not an accident, okay? This is not just, you're not born to live your entire life paying bills. But no, you have a purpose-driven life. And so you wake up in the morning completely different. You're not afraid to get up early. You're not afraid to really get focused, to get a strategy for your day, for your morning, because you have too much purpose to wake up like you ain't got nothing to do. Okay. You have too much purpose over your life to complain all day, every day about your job. You have too much purpose over your life. And when you accept that reality and then begin to get clarity on what it is and begin to pursue it and usher into it, it's going to change your mindset, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way that you dress. People who have purpose live a different life than people who don't. You're not mundane. You're not casual. No, you have something to live for. What you do has value. It is important, right? When we talk about purpose, our number one purpose as believers is obviously to be saved, be loved by God, and to make disciples. But when we talk about the purpose as in the work of your hands, your work is valuable. Your work changes the world. Even if your work is being a content creator, even if your work is doing whatever you think is not as special as somebody else's work. See, maturity in life will teach you one job is not more special than another job. It's about what you want to do. Guess what? This woman is a doctor. That's not going to be impressive to me. You know why? I don't want to be a doctor. It's great though. I honor you. Here's the hard reality. Maturity is going to teach you someone being a doctor does not make them smarter than somebody who is an accountant or somebody who works at the grocery store, because you can't measure intellect that way. They don't have a superior job. They may make more money. They may do something that they feel is more impactful, but that doesn't always make it the truth. You see what I'm saying? So what you got to understand is, you want to live a purpose-driven life, right? God, I have purpose over my life. What have you called me for? What have you made me for? Whatever God has called you to do, that's where so much joy is attached. Family, the first time God told me that he wanted me to do this, I was like, what are you even talking about? I did not see the vision back then. I didn't see the plan back then. I just had to be obedient and walk by faith, y'all. But guess what? I had to live my own life. If I'm making a mistake, it is my mistake to make. But I will not stifle myself and do what makes somebody else feel comfortable. And now I'm not living like God called me, and I'm depressed and I'm miserable. Some of you, your depression, I'm gonna keep it real. It's not from just health issues. It's not just from, you know, psychological issues. It's not just a mood disorder. No, some of your depression, if we want to keep it real, is because you don't like your life. And you are living your life like you don't have a say. And if you really went to God about it and was really obedient to him, he will put you somewhere that you did not think you would go, or you know somebody else would not be comfortable with or like, and you would be 1,000 times happier. You would produce so much more with your life. You would live a life. So you want to have a purpose-driven life, and you want to get whatever you need to do so. And when I say need, I mean need. And this is going to be a controversial thing I'm about to say, but I feel like it has to be said. And I'm saying this to you with love, especially to those who are listening who are of my African-American persuasion. But there is an unspoken pressure in the African-American community around degrees. And this pressure, if I'm honest, I don't see as often amongst our Caucasian brothers and sisters around other races. Like, this guy will have nothing more than a high school diploma and own 4 to 5 Fortune 500 companies. It's simple. But in the African American community, we try to really get a lot of degrees to prove our brilliance, to prove our enoughness. I had classmates who I knew were just lost, and versus taking the time to really figure out what they wanted, they went and got another degree, and they're not using any of those degrees. Some of them are not even pursuing anything. Now, it's one thing if God told you to get a particular degree in a particular area and God has not used it yet, or you don't see the point, but you're going to be obedient. That's one thing. But the other thing is using education to hide, or just you are being so focused on being impressive that you're not actually building a life for yourself. I say if God is leading you to get a master's or a PhD or whatever level of education, go after it if that's what he's leading you to do and if that's what you need to do, what you want to do. But if you are getting it just to say that you have it and you don't even have any plans to ever use it, y'all, come on. We can't do this. We can't do this. Now you're in debt, right? And think about it. Now you're in debt. You're not using it. You're not doing anything with it. You've wasted time that you could have been building towards something that you really did want to do, right? And all that is down the drain. This is not a condemning thing. This is not a shady thing, but it is a perspective that I want you to think about. Get what you need for what you want. If you want to climb this particular ladder and you need this type of education, go after it and don't let anybody stop you. But if you just want to be able to have somebody at church call you doc, but you have no intentions of doing anything with that doctorate degree. And hear me, I'm an educated woman. And there are things that God has told me to do that I did not get it at the time, but I had to be obedient. And it ended up working out later down the road. But hear me, follow the Spirit with that. Just follow the Spirit with that, y'all. Follow the Spirit. You want a purpose-driven life. Is this in alignment with my purpose? Is this what I need to go where God's calling me to go, even if I'm not going to go there immediately? Sometimes God may will call you to get another degree, but you don't use it for several years. That's okay. Or maybe you don't see how it relates. Ooh, Scar, I'm sorry, y'all. Maybe you don't see how it relates, but God does. That's it. We're looking for the voice of the Lord, not the impressiveness of people. Because I'll keep it real. You're going to reach a particular age where you can care less what people think. And you're going to look back over your life and you're going to say, man, I wish that I did not let people pressure me into doing X, Y, or Z. I wish I thought for myself. I wish I made my own decisions. I wish I went after what I wanted because this is what I want. So family, again, I don't know what this episode is going to be called, but I do want to encourage you. It's time to live a new life and live your life for you. It's time for you to, a big part of adulting is doing what you want to do. Baby, what do you want? What do you want? And I'm specifically dealing this time. I've said this before to you about a different topic in the past episodes. This is specifically about your career. What do you want? What do you want? When you wake up in the morning, what do you want to be doing? And I don't mean because your work is hard. Y'all, I take my work very seriously. And my job, I work 10 times harder for myself than I ever did working for somebody else. But here's the thing. This is what I want to do. And this is what I'm purposed to do for however long God lets me do it. And so I wake up with that kind of joy, whether I have a roster full of clients or I don't, whether I have a lot of work in front of me that I may be real tired and not looking forward to or I don't. I'm in purpose, and that satisfies something that cannot be explained. That cannot be explained. My father said something to me growing up that I really appreciate. He used to always say, do what you love to do, and the money will come. He didn't say it would come immediately. He didn't say it would come, but it will come at some point. And sometimes when you really get focused on purpose and living your life as unto the Lord and putting that type of intention and seriousness into your work, my God, the fruit. You also have to produce something on a different level and call in a level of revenue that you didn't know that you could have. So for some of you, I think this podcast episode is a call to surrender the fear of man. Like, really ask the Lord to help you deliver you from it. Whether that man is somebody that's close to you or somebody that is far off. Even if that man is not a real person, but it's the possibility of what they may say or think. You don't live your life for the fear of man. You live your life for the Lord. And there is freedom in that. All right, family. I love you guys so much. I see you guys next episode. Oh, no. Before we go. Let me let you in on the goodies we have in Daughter LLC. Number one, join the sisterhood family. We have our free Facebook community. And in this community, we are full of other Christian like-minded women going after the same thing. I do impromptu lives in there. I do exclusive interviews in there. We have discussions in there and so many other things. It's a great, great place to really connect with other women. And also to stay connected with everything we have going on in our company. So please, if you would like to be a part of that, that link is actually in my link tree on my Instagram page, Daughter HSV, or you can go to our Facebook page, Daughter HSV, and the link will be there as well. Also, I am the author of two books. The first book is called Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. And my second book is Significance, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance, as well as I do a live Bible study, you guys, every single week, right? Every single week, family, on the Daughter HSV Facebook page, right? And we are traveling through the book of Ephesians, and it is a powerful, powerful time. I do not want you to miss it. So please check that out. Bring your Bibles, bring your journals, bring your highlighters, bring your things. And family, let's have Bible study together. As well as family, I launched our wellness aspect of our company, our wellness products called Pampered Beauty. And we launched our eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. Family, the Lord gave me a dream about 2 years, probably 3 years now ago, giving me the formulation for this product. And I use it faithfully. I use it in my daughter's hair, my son's hair. My husband uses it in his hair and his beard. And I use it in my hair as well. Love, love, love it. Incredible product. Really focusing on scalp health. If you have a healthy scalp, you will have healthy hair. Okay. That's an entire speech by itself. But family, those are all the goodies that we have going on in Daughter LLC right now. Please follow us on our socials, right? Daughter HSV Instagram, Daughter HSV Facebook, Daughter HSV, TikTok family, and join and get connected. Join our email list. And number one, book a session with us, right? You want a one-on-one coaching or a Christian counseling session, family? We are taking clients, all right? So please feel free. You can email me once again at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com or DM us at Daughter HSV. All right, family, we love you. We love you. We love you. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.